Keep the faith. Cheers, Kevin. Bye. 10 minutes to 12, BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. You'll remember last Monday, well, 10 days ago, something like that, we started a new feature called Deal of the Day. And our first Deal of the Day ended up in the tabloid newspapers. Couldn't believe it. And is now all over the place. It wasn't necessarily our fault. Deal of the Day that we offered was a digital camera that Kodak had on their website. And Sue had spotted this, and she came on and said, look, your first deal of the day should be this digital camera, because normally it retails about 300 quid. But Kodak have got a special deal, and it must be special because it says so on their website, for this digital camera, and it costs 100 quid. Quite a few people, including, it has to be said, one or two from around here as well, our Carol being one of them, responded to that and thought that they had secured a £100 digital camera from Kodak. They got a confirmation letter email through as well. That seemed to indicate that it had all gone through. But then the next day she got a letter from Kodak saying it had all been a bit of a mistake, and to make up for their mistake, they were going to offer Carol and others a 10% discount in sales made over their website between now and January. Well, thousands of people were very, very upset by that response by Kodak in Cambridgeshire and the rest of the country, for that matter. So much so that a new website's been set up called kodakcamera.co.uk. And I think Dominic Watts is one of the leading minds behind all of that. Dominic, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, Gerald.
Did you apply for one of these cameras yourself?
I certainly did.
And what was your reaction when Kodak said, you can't have it?
I was absolutely furious, as you can imagine, and I'm sure there's other people out there that feel the same as me. Kodak had sent an email saying, yes, we accept your order, and they make reference to the word contract a couple of times in this email, and then the following day they say, sorry guys, you can't have it. I was furious.
How many people do you think have also applied for these cameras and been let down, I guess, by Kodak, at least let down as far as you'd see it?
Well, let's put it this way. Gareth Jones, who's the VP for Kodak Europe, had originally stated there were 25 affected customers. But it's since transpired that it's at least 2,000, and Kodak have since come back and said it's less than 5,000 people. So it could be 4,999. It could be more. It could be less. We just don't know.
When you applied for or completed the order on the website for the camera, were you not a tad suspicious, really, that a mistake had been made here, and that Kodak, basically, you were trying to put one over Kodak?
Not at all. I actually work in the IT industry. I'm IT consultants. I'm always on the lookout for, you know, for good deals on you know, IT products. And when I happened across this offer, you know, £100, it's January sales. It's not an unrealistic price for that product, you know, given the circumstances.
So how many did you order out of interest?
I just ordered the one. I just wanted one. I mean, I know there are people that ordered more than one, and they've actually ordered them as gifts.
Right.
So there's going to be, you know, disappointed people out there who are expecting, you know, a camera for their birthday. And thanks to our friends at Kodak, you're not going to get it.
I know our colleagues at BBC Business Lunch yesterday, Adrian Charles, was looking at this whole question as well and saying that there were an awful lot of very angry people.
Yes.
And presumably they're venting their anger on your new website.
Yes, most definitely. If I can just give you some statistics I've actually gathered so far. I mean, at 11 o'clock today, we had 4,456 visitors, and that's in less than a week. Now, the most interesting point is that 107 people have registered that they will take Kodak to court. Can I just add, on the working lunch yesterday, Gillian, the consumer editor, actually,
yeah,
said that most lawyers said it wasn't a contract. I believe she said she meant to say it was a contract. So
that's a big mistake, isn't it?
A big mistake, and I'm hoping she will correct that today.
All right, so you think that the tide's running in your favour, do you, on this?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I have to say, I mean, the Daily Mirror have run an item on it again today. It's been in, can I mention it, The Sun.
Mm.
It's been mentioned, I mean, it's mentioned on so many websites, I mean, which get millions of visitors. So if someone wants to, you know, read about Kodak, come and visit our site, and, you know, you can find out the very latest news.
It's a funny one, this, because obviously there are people who are listening to my show this morning who are affected and have placed an order and are all part and parcel of this, but an awful lot of people who have got nothing to do with The Offer or Kodak also feel quite strongly about this, that they should get their cameras.
Well, I mean, if you look at it this point of view, buying stuff on the internet is becoming very, very popular. Can you imagine if you ordered your groceries from Tesco's and they turned around and said, no, we're not going to give you, you know, your baked beans at that price, for example? I mean, you'd be furious. So the thing that needs to be done is this needs to be taken to court so that it's actually put into law, you know, how online retailers have to behave. I mean, in this circumstances, Kodak have behaved appallingly.
Have you had... I mean, you say people have to take this to court,
yeah.
But I mean, if Kodak decide actually to settle it out of court and make come back with a revised offer, so, you know, I know 50% off items in their on the website between now and the end of the year, or whatever it might well be,
yes.
Can they avoid going to court? I mean, you say it's got to go to court.
I don't think, from what I've seen, I don't think that people will accept an offer even of 50% because they order their camera at £100. They've actually got a contract back from Kodak saying, we will supply this camera at £100. So why should they accept 50% discount?
If it goes to court, and we know how slow the legal wheels turn, this could go on for years, couldn't it?
No.
They'll be giving away digital cameras with your petrol.
Well, basically, the first step, possibly, will be to take them to the small claims court, and that's usually heard very quickly. Out of interest, it only costs £27 to lodge a complaint at the small claims court, so it's not expensive. And the downside for Kodak is they would have to send a representative to every hearing. So, say there are 2,000 customers out there affected, Kodak are going to have to pay their lawyers to visit 2,000 courts, for example. So I just can't see why Kodak won't just send the camera, because if they don't, it goes to court. It's going to cost them a tremendous amount of money.
There may be people who regard this very much as a principle and putting their spear in the ground, and that's what the lawyers love.
I mean, I have to say, I mean, it just shows you the power of the internet. You know, it's mind-boggling, really. I mean, something can happen on the internet and it can be posted up in seconds, you know. So, I mean, Kodak don't stand a chance in this case. I mean, the publicity is bad, it's going to get worse, and people, you know, can read about it.
Well, they were certainly,
anywhere.
They were certainly sticking to their ground when we had the lady on from Kodak on the show the tail end of last week. There was certainly no movement from them, much as they sort of sympathised with the people. They certainly weren't making any improved offer. But as they say, watch this space. This website that you're running, Dominic, give us the URL.
Yes, it's www.kodakcamera.co.uk.
Kodak quite happy about you using Kodak Camera as your website address.
Well, there are some other websites in existence. Kodak aren't particularly popular. Those sites have been up for a while. I'm sure Kodak aren't happy about it, but...
they've got bigger fish to fry at the moment.
Well, exactly. And again, it would be bad publicity. Can I just add one final point?
Yeah.
I understand that the issue is going to be covered on BBC Watchdog tonight. So that's 7:30 BBC One.
Okay. Thanks for that. Cheers. Bye-bye now. That's Dominic Watts from... the website, and the www bit is again www.kodakcamera, all one word, .co.uk if you're affected by that or just interested in the debate. And obviously Dominic has an inside track on Watchdog as well.